Maxine Green is now in her 90s and an emeritus professor at Teachers College of Columbia University, where she has taught philosophy and education since 1965. Yet she continues to teach educators in packed classrooms every semester. To Green, teaching isn't just a job, it's a calling.
Most educators impose their ideas. I think teaching should be a way of helping people find themselves and find out what they believe and question. I'm a believer in unanswerable questions, really hard ones.
Green has a global reputation as an educator and scores of books and learned articles to her credit. But Green is never pompous. She remains a learner, always curious.
Most people live in little locked rooms and they never look out at what's possible. And a way of being is to kind of orient yourself, not to certainty, but to possibility. The other thing I'm very obsessive about is imagination, because imagination talks about what should be or what could be, or if things were different, they might be. And I try to make much of that in my teaching.
Maxine Green is well known in academic circles for her ideas on existentialism and other influential modern philosophies. But she is also a major presence in the down-to-earth realities of New York City's schools, where she inspired the creation of the High School for Arts, Imagination, and Inquiry in 2005. Since 1976, Green has been philosopher-in-residence at the Lincoln Center Institute for Arts and Education, which offers teachers in-depth exposure to the visual and performing arts.
And it's the best thing about it is the workshops are run by artists. So there's a dance workshop, and the teachers or the people that go to it are not learning to be dancers, but they're learning about the medium of movement. So somehow they can teach that to children. I love to see some of the artists teaching. I mean, they try to translate this mysterious creative thing that they have into something other people can understand, mm-hmm. Not to become what they are, but just to be able to keep it alive. It's quite wonderful.
What might be the most wonderful thing about Green's arts workshop, says Lincoln Center director Scott Knoppe Brandon, is the dialogue they spark among the teachers. He says Green's special approach to education, in which teachers try to understand the unique perspectives of their students, stands in sharp contrast to the standardized teaching approach common in many of today's schools.
Much of education tries to factor out those understandings, prior history, prior knowledge, sense of culture, sense of self, sense of own learning style. Maxine believes that we not only have to pay attention to those, we have to honor those and use those as positive educative values rather than things to factor out. And in that sense, it's a true humanistic approach to teaching and learning. She takes great care in trying to make sure that the people that are engaged in the process are empowered to not only listen to her, but understand it and employ it in their own sense of their own life.
The learning communities that Green creates can lead people to imagine society in new ways. Carol Saltz, director of Teachers College Press and Green's editor since 1974, says that in books such as The Dialectic of Freedom and Landscapes of Learning, Green stresses the importance of empathy in education and in life.
When you think about the art experience and the engagement of a human being, whether it's a child or a grown-up, with a work of art, that person comes to understand something about the work and then something about themselves. In the course of understanding something about yourself, you are also sometimes able to understand something about other people. You can't look at somebody that you now understand and push them away as the other. And when you do that, it creates the capacity to see the world as if it were otherwise.
People can sometimes be struck by how otherwise Maxine Green really is. Mary Bullock first met Green in 1983 in suburban Virginia. Green had just flown in from New York, beturbaned and with cigarette holder in hand, to teach a class on arts education to Bullock and some other school teachers.
Public school teachers are a very mixed lot. Some of them are very jaded.
Maxine comes along and she talks about doing the decent thing because you ought to. It's a moral attitude, and it transforms everything. Everybody. You will never meet anybody who ever had Maxine Green who doesn't say, that woman changed my life. That's who Maxine is.
Maxine Green can be an enigma, even to herself.
There's a documentary made about me, and at the end of it, I'm in front of the house here, and I'm saying, I am what I am not yet.
Indeed, for the countless people Maxine Green has influenced or mentored, she remains a living testament to the power of possibility. I'm Adam Phillips, VOA News, New York.